Good day, I'm Anjui James-Soyez with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 10. Coming up, Inter-American Development Bank country rep endorses target set by Economic Growth Council, government to establish Agricultural Commodities Authority, and culture to be positioned as an economic growth driver. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, Oman, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memory reserve the canoe, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The Inter-American Development Bank IDB representative for Jamaica has endorsed the target set by the newly created Economic Growth Council to grow the Jamaican economy by 5% over the next 4 years. IDB representative for Jamaica Theresa Turner-Jones says setting such a target is a move in the right direction. Mrs. Turner-Jones says the IDB stands ready to help Jamaica and other Caribbean countries create vibrant economies that will make citizens productive, safe, and happy. The IDB representative was addressing a public lecture in Kingston recently, which focused on the fourth revolution, the global race to reinvent the state. According to Mrs. Turner-Jones, a vibrant economy should provide employment, protect the vulnerable, and be guided by clear rules. The Economic Growth Council, headed by businessman Michael Lee Chin, was launched last month to assist the government to further drive the economy. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the government is moving ahead with plans to establish a single regulatory agency for agricultural commodities. Minister Samuda says the bill to enact the Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority will be brought before Parliament in short order. He says the new authority is being established to improve efficiency and facilitate investments and will replace the coffee, cocoa and coconut industry boards. The move is expected to bolster efforts to safeguard the export quality of products and allow more enterprises to export goods. Minister Samuda says despite the decline in the production of traditional crops over the years, these crops still have the potential to play a significant role in the economic growth of the country. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is moving to strengthen partnerships with key ministries as it looks to position culture as a driver of economic growth in Jamaica. Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange says the partnerships will highlight the dynamic nature of culture, which exists across multiple sectors of the economy.
We will be engaging the ministers responsible for tourism, education, youth, industry, agriculture, economic growth, community development, and national security geared at economic growth as we seek to put in place more policies and programs geared at enhancing and promoting the economic value of cultural and creative industries and to ensure that Jamaica benefits more from the global use of our cultural and creative products.
Minister Grange was speaking at the recent symbolic signing of a $60,000 funding agreement for the revision of the National Culture Policy. The initiative, being financed by the UNESCO International Fund for Cultural Diversity, is expected to be completed in March 2017. The revision process will involve stakeholders in the fields of culture, youth, academia, and the indigenous and minority communities. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is reiterating the call for Jamaicans to take personal responsibility for maintaining good health and keeping the environment clean. In noting that approximately 30% of Jamaicans succumb to non-communicable diseases annually, Dr. Tufton said this figure could be reduced if persons diligently attend to their physical well-being and environment.
It is important to remind ourselves of the implications of recognizing and working towards ensuring that not only do we secure the health of ourselves as a person, but also the health of our community and by extension our country.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the launch of National Workers' Week and Labor Day 2016 recently. National Workers' Week is being observed from May 15 to 23 under the theme, For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean. This year's focus is based on a determination of the need to link healthy outcomes to a clean environment. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James-Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.